You're listening to SBS News.
You have a good day, okay? See you later.
Families navigating the morning drop-off at Tyab Village Children's Centre in Victoria. Some days, it's a struggle. Four-year-old Quinn is feeling overwhelmed. He's comforted by his mum, Jodie Naffis.
He's just having a bit of separation anxiety lately. Generally, I think, with everything.
Staff are helping the children develop resilience and self-esteem. That will decrease the chances of them experiencing mental health problems.
I can do it!
Say it again.
Daily affirmations help build the children's confidence, while yoga and breathing exercises give them strategies to calm down.
Are you ready? Big deep breath. One. Two.
Pictures pinned on walls around the room illustrate different emotions, including happy, sad, excited and scared. The youngsters are encouraged to pick out the picture that sums up how they're feeling and talk about it.
Do you want to show Mummy how you're feeling today? You're feeling happy? And Oscar, which card are you feeling today, buddy? You're happy as well. How was Mummy feeling this morning when she woke up?
The centre's among 2,400 early learning services that have signed up to a mental health promotion, protection and early intervention initiative focused on children from birth to 18 years of age. BU was developed by Beyond Blue and is delivered by Early Childhood Australia and Headspace. The General Manager of BU at Early Childhood Australia, Judy Kinniston, says it offers educators access to online professional learning.
But then they're also supported by a consultant who works with those services to help them identify their strategies, help them identify where might be their starting point and what they will do in order to work with the children and with families.
With some children spending up to 5 days a week in childcare, educators have a powerful influence shaping young minds, and they can also be the first to notice if a child is showing signs of having mental health problems, which can be more prevalent in migrant children. The manager of Tyab Village Children's Centre, Lavinia Jenkin, says staff have noticed a definite increase in children who've experienced trauma or adverse childhood experiences.
If we don't attend to that immediately at this age group, that's just going to be unfinished business. It's going to escalate for them as they go throughout their years.
Primary school teacher Amy Monier has seen a lot of children struggle with anxiety. She wants her four-year-old son's transition to school to be a positive experience and is confident the wellbeing program will help make it smooth.
I just think he's going to be better set up to be able to talk to his peers and let them know how he's feeling and sort out problems, especially without hurting, biting, pushing, those sorts of things.
Mother of four, Ashley Edgar, welcomes the centre's work fostering good mental health.
Mental health issues run in my family, my husband's family. We've got depression, we've got lots of things going on. And then two of my boys also have autism and they've been diagnosed with anxiety issues. So mental health is huge.
Lessons learnt here will help the children thrive at big school and beyond. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.